Every year, East Coast Radio hosts the East Coast Radio Business Breakfast. 2024, it is the Mancosa East Coast Radio Business Breakfast. And at this Business Breakfast, we have some of the best keynote speakers the continent has to offer, some of the most inspirational and some of the most ingenious speakers from across South Africa and sometimes across the globe. This year, we have Vusi Tembokwayo, John Sane, Leanne Manas, and Miles Kubeka. An awesome lineup, and obviously we sold out really, really quickly. However, if you weren't able to get tickets to this year's Mancosa East Coast Radio Business Breakfast, here is a taste of each of our speakers.
And now,
he's an Afrikaanski businessman.
Has become an overnight sensation.
He's on TV all the time.
Like a beautiful burgos roll.
Made famous by Toya!
Nobody dreams ordinary. So why drink ordinary beer?
He never forgets his roots.
Hello, can you hear me?
How many of you remember the advert? And how many of you thought Vuyo actually existed? So I saw the advert and I thought, you know, this must be based on a true story. I mean, it was such a well-executed advert. So I Googled only to find out there was no Vuyo. Totally fictitious character and no one owned Vuyos. So I promptly trademarked it and I became Vuyo from that day on.
Miles Kubeka. And he's joining us right now. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning.
How are you?
Changing the world, and yourself?
I wish I could answer the phone. How are you? I'm changing the world. I need to change my
well,
greeting.
It's a team sport. You're more than welcome to join in.
Okay. We're changing the world and you are coming along for the journey. Can I hijack that?
You're more than welcome.
Oh, fantastic, man. Listen, we're excited. We are excited to have you as one of our speakers at this year's Mancosa East Coast Radio Business Breakfast.
I'm super excited too. First one, so I can't wait, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be a jewel. It's you, it's Vusi Tembokwayo, Leanne Manas, and five-time number one bestseller, John Sane. So it's like it's a really, really, really nice lineup. And now, but you've been speaking for years now. You've had audiences in the palm of your hand for quite some time now. And your story is a very entertaining one. But yeah, it's still, you know, salient and still very, very important, especially with the entrepreneurial spirit. But you personally, Miles Kubeka, what do you wish you knew 10 years ago that you know now? Or even 20 years ago, that you know implicitly right now?
Well, I think maybe just to touch on the previous point you made about speaking. Firstly, I think my main difference, I don't speak for a living. I speak about my living. So that means everything is always changing and it's dynamic. And I fully enjoy that aspect of it. What I wish I knew 10 years ago that I think would have added value now is that, you know, everything takes almost three times long and costs three times as much, especially if the dreams are big and bold enough. I think a lot of people quit or stop because they think they're doing it wrong because it's taking so long to get to where they would like to get to. And hopefully they would want to get there rather quickly. So I think the most important lesson is that I've learned that it takes three times as long and costs three times as much.
So some people could say you've been there, you've done that, you've got the T-shirt. Are you still a big dreamer? What are your hopes for your future?
I think I would maybe call myself a big doer. I think dreaming is one part and it's a massively important part, but it's conversion of those dreams into reality and waking up and actually getting the graft going. And I think, you know, they're all saying that the cemetery is filled with dreamers, right? So I think for me, it's execution. And in a country like South Africa, that's a massive opportunity. For every challenge is an equal and opposite opportunity. So, and a differentiator is just like the people who actually see those opportunities and execute on them. That's really it, execution.
And also keep in mind, it's going to cost you three times as much and take you three times as long.
100%.
Keep that in mind. There's so many people that are going to be listening to you right now wishing that they had got tickets to the Mancosi East Coast Radio Business Breakfast at ICC, but they didn't and they couldn't. However, they're on the precipice of perhaps becoming a South African entrepreneur. One small piece of advice for that person.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly like this, the missed opportunity, right? Another thing I've learned is that 90% of success is showing up. Literally, just show up, you know, and 10% is what happens when you get there. So, and showing up just improves your luck rate. You know, you get luckier by being in more places, right? So, you know, because it's exposure, you meet somebody you wouldn't have otherwise met, and you don't know where that path is going to take you. But if you went there, you're not there. And I think that's the massive, massive learning as well, is that, it's 90% of just showing up.
It reminds me of that scene in Dumb and Dumber, where Jim Carrey says to the girl, what are the chances that we'll be together? And she said to him, if you were the absolute last human being on Earth and the survival of the species rested on you and I procreating, I would still not go out with you. And there's this pause, and then he says, so there's a chance.
Chance, yes.
So that's how we're going to be, right? That's how you.
Yeah, the chance is not zero, you know, so that means there's 0.1%.
Yeah, it's still a chance. So you know what? Listen, you know, people talk about, you know, business and entrepreneurs and learning lessons and reading books. But I mean, we live in South Africa right now. Got to be one of the most challenging places to be in the world if you're hoping to make a success on your own in business. But before you even get to that, there is an issue. There's a lot of South Africans that are like, what hope is there? They just see our government failing us. They see businesses failing alongside government. They see the infrastructure failing. We see a lot of failure, and the hope could be being sapped from South Africans. What would you say to them just to restore some of that hope?
So I've had the privilege of traveling the world and stayed in so many different countries and seen things. And one of the things that travel does for you is, firstly, it's exposure. And you get to speak to people who come from those countries. And one of the things I learned, especially from Uber drivers and so forth, first is that every single country has got problems. And big problems. And some of them are like our problems. And what often happens is that when people travel is that they see other countries great and they compare those greats against our negative. And I don't think that's a fair comparison. You need to compare great with great, right? For example, it's easy to say, oh, the public transport in another country is great and ours maybe isn't. But that same country has got 9 months of winter. It's dark from the moment you wake up. It's dark till the moment you go to bed. And you know what? You can fix public transport, but you can't change weather, right? So I think you need to compare great with great. Sure, we've got challenges, but like I said previously, every challenge is an opportunity. There's countries where everything works and it's done. I would not be, you couldn't pay me to live there because, or how do you make a mark on the world? How do you make a community better? How do you improve things if everything is done? So I think it's one way of looking at it. You can complain, and I think complaining as an entrepreneur doesn't get you anywhere. You learn very quickly that you don't romanticize your problems. You fix them, right? So you spend your energy on fixing. And I think to me, that's a massive positive, you know. So I guess in short, you know, you can sit and complain and be part of the problem, or you can actively influence and change it. And I can tell you for free, almost everything is changeable. Sure, it takes three times as long and maybe costs three times as much. But the fact is, it's changeable.